I'll support stay within the European Union, but I think it'd be disastrous to start sharing a platform with the likes of David Cameron.
That's Owen Jones. We spoke to him when he came up to Leeds, and though we were only 2 months into the year, he was looking ahead to the EU referendum in June. Jeremy Corbyn wants to stay in the EU, but speaking to ITV on Monday, he said he won't campaign alongside David Cameron, who also wants to stay in the EU. Confused? Well, Corbyn is insisting that the Labour Party and the Conservatives want very different things from Europe. And Owen agrees too.
Labour just have to have their own separate campaign, their own campaign, a hopeful, optimistic campaign. My own view is we need to unite with people across Europe to change the European Union and make it a democratic, more democratic European Union running in the interests of working people. People know, of course, Jeremy Corbyn and others have many reservations about the European Union in its current form, but that can be turned into a plus. You know, he can look Labour voters in the eye and say, you know, like many of you, this is a decision I've had to think about carefully, and you know, I've agonised over it. I've come to the conclusion that this is the best thing, and he can turn that into an advantage. But he doesn't need to ally with the likes of David Cameron.
Junior doctor strikes are an issue the Labour Party deeply care about. Owen passionately supports their resistance to Jeremy Hunt's new contracts and says that this is just one aspect of a dangerous Conservative government.
I think it's scandalous that Jeremy Hunt can impose without negotiation a contract. I mean, if you look at the dictionary definition of contract, it's a two-sided, at least, agreement. So, you know, it's not contract, it's an imposition. The truth is, obviously, this isn't just about their contracts. Many of them, they're passionate about the National Health Service, and they're worried about the policies of this government, from privatisation, underfunding, to cuts to local social care, which are putting pressure on the NHS. So they're doing it for the NHS as well, not just for themselves. The last thing they want to do is go on strike and have a lot more scrutiny on what the government's actually doing to the National Health Service, because I don't think people are often aware. That's one of the points the junior doctors are making. So I think the government, you know, their record on the NHS really has to be torn to shreds, and this is one opportunity to do so.
Owen sees Corbyn as a refreshing and inspirational alternative to what politics currently has to offer. But to truly work in favour of the people, he believes the Labour Party need to refocus.
Huge divisions make it difficult to get a clear message across. And also I think what the Labour leadership need to do is focus on issues that do affect people on a daily basis. I think the junior doctor strike, or the issue of the NHS, wider issue of the NHS, is clearly one of them. And to communicate in a way that resonates with people and to try and build a broad coalition of people. And they're not there yet. Jeremy didn't want to become leader, and he stood out of a sense of duty to try and put ideas across. So when he became leader, it was a bit, you know, I don't think anyone was as surprised as he was, really. That's meant lots of mistakes have been made along the way.
Remember that time Corbyn tried to ask Cameron a question and he basically replied with a "your mum" joke?
Oh, I think I know what my mother would say. I think she'd look across the dispatch box and she'd say, "Put on a proper suit, do up your tie and sing the national anthem."
Yet there are countless examples of hugely embarrassing and childish behaviour in politics. Children simply wouldn't act like this in school, but somehow this doesn't apply to politicians. He stresses that though this is not acceptable, we can't let it distract us.
I mean, why it frustrates me, I think, more than anything, is I think normal people, whatever that means, but people who don't spend much of their life talking about politics in the Westminster sense, I think, are kind of repulsed by it, and that stops them getting politically involved. It means politics becomes dominated by people who are often not like most people. I think it just drives people away from politics. And do we want politics to be representative of the population, to be full of the sorts of people who are, you know, you might meet in a pub, or do you want them to be these kind of weird professionalised politicians who yell abuse at each other? I mean, so I'd like Parliament to just look more like society, because I think it's problematic and it's drawn from such a narrow background.
You can follow Owen on Twitter by searching @OwenJones84.